Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get right into it for there. I said it, 585-252-9800 to share your unpopular opinions because it's time to clear
the air. Christian right. Coming out of the gate super hot. If you watch the Super Bowl this year, you're a loser. There, I said it.
Okay.
All right, Christian.
Very hateful.
Keep your pants on.
I don't know how many people, I know a lot of people are trying to,
boycott it.
But I think a lot of them are still going to end up watching.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better this Monday than last Monday.
Me too. I mean, like, listen, last Monday was your birthday and it was rough. It was rough there for a minute.
Time heals all. It was the most depressing birthday I've had in a while.
Yeah.
But you got to make the best of these things.
Because I haven't been that depressed on a birthday since I was on the side of the road eating a can of chili.
That happened one time. That was one time.
Tanya says, it was just on your birthday.
Tanya says, breakfast in bed is disgusting. There, I said it. Whoever came up with a tray table and having breakfast in bed as being a luxury must have had house servants who cleaned for them 24/7. Because crumbs and spills where I sleep? No, thank you.
I hate crumbs in bed.
Tanya, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
You're so right.
We always did breakfast in bed for my mom for Mother's Day, though.
I told you about this house roommate I had that I didn't really know.
Yeah. Craigslist guy, right?
No. Like, when I lived in Hollywood, before I got my own place, I had a roommate. His name was Anthony. He gets married to a girl from Italy to keep her in the country.
Perfect.
And she has a friend from Sweden who's like 52.
Sure.
Says, hey, you could have the spare bedroom.
Right.
Now it's me, three people in one bathroom. But she would never leave the bedroom. She'd eat in there, sometimes cook in there because she had a hot plate. Mm-hmm. Just wouldn't come out. So then one time, we had guests from out of town visiting.
Okay.
She wasn't there. Okay. I had to give my buddy my room. She had texted and said, hey, if you want to sleep in my room, you can, feel free. I said, that's very nice of you. Well, I opened the door. I went in there. I pulled over the sheets and there was all these used napkins. Like napkins she's wiped her mouth with and cleaned up spills were in her sheets under the bed. Figure that out. So I slept standing up. Just in the corner of the room.
No.
I was like disgusted.
Yeah.
People live like that?
My first roommate ever in Rochester, literally same deal. She had Buffalo Wild Wing boxes in her bed, Mark's Pizza.
Ew.
P.F. Chang's. I'm like, what? Is this a food court? What's happening here?
I don't know how some people do it, man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was really tough. This person says, the majority of people are horrible drivers and need to go back to driver's ed. If you're driving slow in the left lane, you do not know how to drive. If you do not get out of the way, when someone comes up behind you and wants to go faster, then utilize the left lane. You don't know how to drive. If you can't turn on your vehicle... Wait,
how long
is
this?
If you cannot turn your vehicle around the corner and stay in your own lane, then you do not know how to drive. If you do not use your turn signal, you do not know how to drive. There, I said it.
You could have said, there, I said it, like 3.5 minutes ago. We get the point. You can't drive.
Hey. Don't judge people. We're asking people to get things off their chest. So that's what he did. He got it off. Or she.
We don't have a name.
We do not. I got to get to mine for today.
All right, let's talking about a long segment. Go ahead, Breeze.
How do I even say it? I'm just going to come out and say it. I think if you're missing a hubcap, you are white trash. There, I said it.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you for hardly.
As someone with a missing hubcap currently, I'm like trash. No, I'm garbage. No, I can't do it.
You know,
I walked out on Friday. I'm missing a hubcap. I go,
oh, that's trash.
I don't know if it was stolen or if I hit a pothole and it flew off. But all I'm saying is I have never felt worse about myself in this lifetime than with my missing hubcap. There I said it.
Yeah, you truly are white trash.
White trash.
And I do catch myself judging when I see it, and I try not to be that guy, but it's so hard not to.
It's okay. So bad. It right. looks horrible. I would argue a missing hubcap is more important to me than an unmade bed.
This is almost as good as the take you did during Christmas with the inflatables in the front yard. We're pretty close.
So if you have a missing hubcap, just know I see you, I feel you, I'm right there with you. We need to get it fixed by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
But you are still trash. Brittany says youth sports today are ruining kids' lives. There, I said it. I'm a huge advocate for kids' sports, but not when these coaches are scheduling practice every night of the week, including Saturday nights at 7 p.m. I'm so over it.
He's like, Mom, I'm 7. She's like, get out there.
Apparently, Dave is not a fan of Kevin Costner. He's a terrible actor. There, I said it. Okay. Mine for today is if you have, not a hot take like Breezy's, but if you have a destination wedding, you should cover the cost of accommodations for your guests. There, I said it. Because my friend sent me an invite for their 2026 wedding in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, but you got to pay for my room. There, I said it. It's as simple as that. Am I wrong for that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think that destination weddings are a choice, whether you're having it or hosting it or attending. And I think the whole idea behind it is you're coming to my wedding and you're going on vacation.
But when it's followed up with a text of you better be there.
Yeah, that's tough.
I can't defend that. What I'm saying.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is an interesting one. Are you seeing Lindsay's text here coming in for their set? Getting a Valentine's Day card from your stepdad is beyond creepy. There, I said it. Yes, this actually happened to me, you guys. Why, though? Why is it creepy, though? Now, if you came home to a bed full of rose petals with him in a banana hammock, then yeah, sure, I can see why that would make some hairs stand up. If he lit some candles in the bathroom and asked you to get into a bubble bath with him, then yeah, sure, I can see why you might be hesitant.
I'm not pro stepfather Valentine Day. I'm not doing that.
If you put a sign on the door that he was giving free stash rides, then sure, I can see why.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going. Thank you so much.